Welcome to this message, brought to you by Christ Life Church Chicago, the Miracles and Winners Place. Please enjoy God's Word, brought to you through the ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Sojia Desoya. We pray that you will be richly blessed. Please stay tuned after the message for more information.
This afternoon, we are going into part 3 of the glory of Christianity. The glory of Christianity, usually the text of this series is taken from Job chapter 14, verse 14. If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my heart service, I will wait till my shame comes. And King James Version places it this way, all the days of my life will I wait till my shame comes. But just the phrase, the first line, if a man dies, that question, shall he live again? That I've explained in part 1 and 2, the only answer to that question is found in Jesus Christ. He came, he died, he resurrected. It is through his resurrection, can anyone live again? Everybody will experience eternity. But eternity where? If the eternity is spent with Christ, if you have accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then you will live again. You will have the eternity in Him again. But if not, such a person will have eternity in hell, which is death, which is the second death. I pray the Almighty God will grant us understanding this in Jesus' name. So if you are here, if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, I think the best thing to do is to do that and give your life to Christ. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 to 12. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 to 12 says, and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. This eternal life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. The glory of Christianity, the only relationship that any man can have with God that can guarantee eternal life is through Jesus Christ. Nowhere else. So if we take Christianity as a religion, and you compare this to any other religion that you have heard of, that you have seen that somebody had told you, there is no one that guarantees anyone eternal life. So this is the only one. And that eternal life is only in His Son, in Jesus Christ. Anyone who has the Son has life. Anyone who does not have the Son does not have life. In fact, the wrath of God is on that person. So eternity, where will you spend it? The only place you can spend eternity that can be life, which is not eternal death, is in Jesus Christ. So the glory of Christianity. Today I want to explain heirs of God. Heirs of God. There is another opportunity that we have in this Christianity. So one other thing that we have in the glory of Christianity is inheritance. Heirs of God. If you are a Christian, if you have given your life to Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, you are heirs of God. Which means everything that Jesus can have is yours. Everything that belongs to Jesus Christ is yours. Galatians chapter 4, verse 7. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. For anyone who is a Christian, look at this big glory in Christianity. It's only in Christianity that the followers of Christ are not slaves. We are not slaves. Anyone that has given his or her life to Christ is not a slave. He's an heir. Heir of God through Jesus Christ. And I quickly went in to look at the definition of heir. Who's an heir? A person who inherits or has the right to inherit property after the death of his owner. A person who has legal claim. Definition number two. A person who has legal claim to a title or a throne when the person holding it dies. Jesus died, right? But he resurrected. It's now with God. So that is the difference between when you inherit the property of somebody who's no longer in this world. Because anybody who departs this world has no right on anything else. It's gone. But whoever is the heir to that person, we inherit everything that person has. Jesus is no longer here physically, but he's here spiritually. He's with us. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. He's with us. But the difference is this, that everything he has, everything that belongs to him while he was here, everything that belongs to him, even while he has ascended to God, belongs to us. Do you believe that? Belongs to us. That is one glory in Christianity. Listen, there is no other religion. You can, if you call it Christianity religion, I don't have any argument with that, I don't have problem with that, but there is no one, no one else, no other religion that can claim hold on that. That everything that the follower or that the leader of that religion has belongs to the followers. No. And one thing that is so good about Christianity is that Jesus Christ is alive. So, it's not something you say, oh, but he said that. Well, now he's dead. We can ask him. No, you can always communicate with him because he's alive. So we are serving a living God. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 to 18. Romans 8, 16 to 18. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. So we are heirs of God, we are joint heirs with Christ. It's so fantastic. When I remember or when I read things like this, I kind of get excited about Christianity. Again, I get excited because see, I can claim hold, I can hold on all his promises. I can claim his promises. I can live in these promises. We have so many opportunities, so many promises that he gave us that we can claim or we can lay hold on. And I continue. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. The glory of Christianity. So that even if right now we're passing through persecution or people don't understand or because of our faith in him, we have some issues with people, whatever you could be passing through, or those that have been killed because of Christ, I will tell you something. Even if that happens to any of us, because we suffer with him, we will also be what? Glorified with him. So, Christian, we are special. I want you to just be happy. If you have not given your life to Christ, the best thing to do is don't delay. Just do it. Just do it. There is an assurance. It's a blessed assurance. It's a living assurance. It's not something that you cannot refer to. It's something you can refer to all the time because the one who promised is alive. Acts 20 verse 32. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Inheritance among those who are sanctified. So I don't know what you want God to do for you, but I can rest assured, I can tell you something, that when you speak to him, he listens, he answered you. If he has not given you that thing now, that does not mean he will deny you. It's a matter of time. And God will make everything beautiful in his time. And that's what we have to understand. And why you are getting this message is just to let you know your position in God. Just to let you know your rights in God. And to let you know that you have to claim it. You don't need to worry. You claim this right. Just speak it to God. Whatever you need, tell him. He will understand. He will answer. You are a joint heir with Christ, with the Son. You are an heir of God. We are joint heir with Son. We are children of his kingdom. We are family. We are one unit. We are together. Let me just give you this first illustration, and then I'm going to give you a story that I just got. Somebody gave to me to explain this thing to us. This fact is true. The will has been written, and you are the heir of God. Amen.
Amen.
If you're a Christian, if you are born again, you are heir of God. A young man who works in an aquarium explained that the most popular fish is the shark. This man works in an aquarium. If you catch a small shark and confine it, it will stay a size proportionate to an aquarium. If it's just a small aquarium, just put it, it's a little shark and you put in it, it will just stay and it will get matured. And you occupy that size. If you catch, he said, sharks can be 6 inches long, yet fully matured. Just 6 inches and yet fully matured. But if you turn them loose in the ocean, if you release it in the ocean, the same shark, if you release it in the ocean, if it's this small, they grow to their normal length of 8 feet. So look at the difference between 6 inches and 8 feet. Can you imagine that there are Christians that people confine? There are Christians that they confine themselves because of lack of knowledge. They don't know they are right in God's head. Bible says, hearts shall be given unto you, seek you will find, not the door that shall be opened unto you. For anyone who has is given. For anyone who knows, the door is open. For anyone who seeks, we find. Matthew 7:7. There are some Christians that don't understand this. They don't know this. And that's why I'm telling you today that you are heir of God. You are joint heirs with the Son. We are children of the kingdom. If you are a Christian, you are giving your life to Christ, you get so many opportunities. It's an ocean of opportunity. That also happened to some Christians. Some Christians, they live in a very small thinking. They swim around in a little puddle. They don't know that they have so many opportunities. They don't know. And knowledge is power. That is why you are receiving this knowledge. Act on this. Amen. Amen. If you need something, tell it to Jesus. You are joint heirs with him. We are his friends. We are his own. Anything that is for him is for us. We are joint heirs with him. Now, if you have this opportunity, only then can you become great. Now, if you release yourself into ocean of opportunities, ocean of knowledge, you can have so much things that have been created in creation. And that's why I'm telling you this today. If you check Matthew chapter 25 from verse 14 to 30 that we read, there is no Christian who is not giving something. Everyone is gifted. You have so many talents, every Christian. No one. And God is not going to ask you something he did not give you. So if God is asking you to do something about your life, to act on some things, to exhibit some opportunities, he knows that you have the ability to do that. And that's why I'm telling you this. You are a Christian, you are special, you have the right to the throne of God. Whatever anybody is saying about you has nothing to do with you. It is what you yourself can decide in your heart what to do. And that's why you have this information. Do something about your life. The glory of Christianity, if you're a Christian, is a great opportunity to be a Christian. And we must know where we are and what we can do and the extent we can go, how we can maximize every opportunity we have in the Lord, so that in this place, you will live according to his purpose. And when you leave this place, we will live with him in glory. I want to read recently somebody sent this to me, and I want to read it. I'm checking my time, so maybe when we read this one, we can just conclude and go. This may explain what I'm talking about the ears. We are ears of God through Jesus Christ. I will read this story verbatim. Someone sent me this story of a very wealthy man who, with his devoted son, shared a passion for art collecting. They share a passion to collect art. They traveled around the world together, adding only the finest paintings to their collection. Finest paintings. Included among them were works by Picasso, Van Gogh, and Monet. The old man was a widower,
you know, his wife passed away sometimes. But his son filled up the void in his life. And this was their common bond. They were bonded together for connecting hearts. These beautiful paints. But war erupted, and the young man enlisted and was sent overseas. Day after day, the old father prayed, held his breath, and waited for news. The young man had One autumn day, near Thanksgiving, the dreaded telegram came, bordered in black. The young man had died briefly in combat. The only hope of this man, trying to evacuate those caught under fire. So he died. Distraught and lonely, the old man faced the upcoming holidays with anguish and sorrow. Lost his wife, lost his son. On Christmas morning, a knock sounded at the door. The father opened it to find a soldier there, carrying a small package. As they talked, the soldier said, "Your son and I became very close." That is, in the war. "And he told me all about your joint heart collection. I myself am an artist, and I wanted to give you this." The man took this backpacking in his feeble hands, unwrapped it, and there was a portrait of his son in striking detail. So his friend drew the image of this man's son, because they were friends in the war. I want you to just please follow me. Don't lose track on this. It was a masterpiece, but it was the most precious work of art the man had ever seen. As he gazed at it, he wept. And as the young soldier left, the lonely father pushed aside thousands of dollars, worth of art, and hung the portrait of his son in the prized spot over the fireplace. So, you know, he loved collecting art. So the most beautiful one, either designed by Van Gogh or one of those stars, he removed those and placed the portrait of his son that his friends in the military, in the soldier, brought to him to see how much this man loved his son. And look at the story. The story continues. As the months passed, the old man received letter after letter telling him of his son's bravery and selflessness and of how many lives he had saved and how many more he had touched. With each passing day, the portrait over the fireplace became more precious. And he told his friends that it was the greatest gift he had ever received, the portrait of his son. The following spring, the old man grew ill and passed away. The man himself died. The heart world was full of anticipation, waiting to get his hands on this man's fabulous collection. If you know people that are crazy about collecting hearts, they can pay anything on any heart that they love. They can pay anything on any heart that they love. So, a day was set. Now, the people now begin to, you know, look for opportunity to buy all the collection this man got. The art world was full of anticipation and wanted to lay their hands on it. So a day was set to auction it all. All of these arts the man has been collecting. And according to the old man's instruction, he wrote a will. The first painting was one that was not on any museum list at all. The painting of this man's son, that was not in the Guinness Book. It was not in any special collection. The first thing the man said is, "Sell the heart of my son that his friend brought from the war front." That was the instruction. So they followed the instruction. When the auctioneer asked for an opening bid, the room was silent. Because that's not what they want. They want to get all on those special ones this man has been collecting for years. Because they will worth millions of dollars. So finally, a neighbor of the man spoke. "Will you take $50 for the painting?" The first thing the auctioneer was asking was that, who will open the building at $100? Nobody was ready because they were waiting for the special one, for those ones that we hand them money that they can keep and also sell again in the future. Who knows this one? Nobody wants to buy that one for his son. So, the moment stretched on awkwardly, and finally, someone in the back of the room said, let's go on to the next piece. Get this $50, let's go to the next piece. That's what we are waiting for. No reply, the auctioneer did not reply anything. We have to sell this one first. Finally, a neighbor now said, I'm going to pay $50. Will you take $50 for this painting? That's all I have. But I knew the boy and I like him. So I like to have it. Let me have that one. Even though it looks like a piece of paper. $50. We have $50. Shouted the auctioneer. Will anyone go higher? No one did. Going once, going twice, gone. He ran the bell. And the gavel fell. And then so he gave got the $50 and gave the hat to this man. Everyone breathed a deep sigh of relief, thankful that now they could proceed with the real auction that we are here for and get their hands on the masterpiece. But imagine their shock when the auctioneer suddenly declared that, listen to this very carefully, that the proceedings were over. No more auction. Why? A loud clamor arose. Why? We are here for the reading. Let's do the reading. Stunned disbelief. Why should you say it's over? What do you mean it's over? The people shouted, what about all the masterpiece we have been waiting for? All the masterpiece, I just want to go back and tell you those stars. All the masterpiece by Van Gogh, Picasso, Monet, all those special masterpiece. Worth thousands, millions of dollars. The auctioneer replied, it's very simple. According to the will, whoever takes the son gets it all. Whoever takes the son, according to the will, gets every other thing. So this man paid $50 to get millions of dollars of worth of hearts. Let me say very carefully. It looks simple. If you have the son, you have life. Amen. If you have the son, you get everything. That is the glory of Christianity. If you have Jesus Christ, you get it all. If you have given your life to Jesus Christ, the glory of Christianity is that you are heirs of God. You are joint heirs with the son. You get everything that belongs to Jesus Christ. Won't you be very happy? Won't you be very happy that you are one of those who have that opportunity? If you have not given your life to Christ, will you think about that? 1 John 5, 11 to 12. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his son. He who has the son has life. He who does not have the son of God does not have life. The will has been written. We cannot change it. If you have the son, you get everything. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with his son. Because of his death on the cross of Calvary, because of his resurrection from grave, if you have given your life to Christ, you get it all. That is one most important thing in the glory of Christianity. Resurrection is the crowning glory of Christianity. Shall we rise? Father, we thank you this afternoon. We worship your name. We thank you for Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, because he paid it all. And if we have the Son, we have it all. If we have the Son, we have it all. All that belongs to God belongs to us. Even in this world, everything that belongs to God is ours. We can lay hold on it. In fact, we have the capacity to contain God. And so, Lord, is anyone here today with any challenge? Daddy, I come in under that agreement. I come in under that will that, Lord Jesus, you are alive. That we touch every issue in this place today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. That you will reach out to us beyond our expectation in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The glory in Christianity. If there's anyone here who has not given his life to you, will you touch such a life in the mighty name of Jesus? Amen. Thank you, blessed Messiah. Glory be to your name, O God. Thank you for what you have done for us.
Thank you, oh God, because you have counted us worthy by your grace and by mercy to be yours. Blessed be your name, oh God, for the work you have done on the cross of Calvary for us. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
worship
the Lord.
On Sundays at 11 a.m. with Sunday school at 10 a.m. Our Wednesday Bible study starts at 8 p.m. and our monthly night vigil starts at 12 midnight on the first Friday of every month. Call us today at 773-936-1348 or visit our website at www.christ-life-chicago.org. The church is located at 8927-29 South Houston Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. We hope to see you soon.